It is time for Ruth Epstein and the Republican American Report. And we're going to start the Republican American Report off with this incredible comment from the new attorney. I've got to find it here. I don't have it in front of me. Well, I'm going to bring in Ruth and then we'll find it. We've got the incredible comment from the new attorney for Region 1. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Yes, there was a little bit of a stunned silence in the room that night when Attorney Mooney, who is, by the way, taken over for Gary Brochu, who's been there for many years as board attorney, but he's left the firm and gone into something else. There was a call. It was a conference call with Mr. Mooney and the ABC committee to talk about the evaluation and job description of the superintendent. And at one point, he said something about you are not without troublemakers in that area of Connecticut, speaking about people who speak out against schools. And there was sort of a quick hush over the room, and David Valson, who's chairman of the ABC from Salisbury, said, no, they're concerned stakeholders. Well, it had already come out that he had called them troublemakers, and later on in the meeting called them outliers.
I've got the audio right here so people can hear it. This is what it sounded like at that meeting. This is the troublemaker comment.
And that's just, if you think we can manage the discussion about the process.
I just have a couple things to say, and I do think you're fine to talk about the process, but one important thing to keep in mind is that any recorded information concerning the superintendent's evaluation is a public document subject to public disclosure, and I understand that you're not without your troublemakers in that state.
Concerned stakeholders, we like to call them, Tom.
Stakeholders, thank you.
Concerned stakeholders.
I guess the thing that bothered most people about that, besides the comments from the lawyer, were the chuckles from the members, some of the members of the ABC committee.
Yeah, it was just unfortunate. He obviously didn't know the press was in the room and was being taped and quoted. So not a good way to start off.
No.
Did he know that the press was in the room?
No,
he couldn't have. Not
right.
Not
so, I mean,
it was never stated.
Because one of the things that we always have to do with live radio is say, "Hey, you're,"
And also, he was basically talking about how you can hide information about the superintendent. It was he did not think that the press was there. I think he thought he was in a private meeting.
Yes. Yeah.
Oops.
And he does work for Shipman Goodman, so if you want to see him, you can introduce yourself by the Lakeville Post Office. That's where their office is, and say you're one of the troublemakers.
No, you say you're one of the concerned stakeholders.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, this is all leading up to the budget vote on May 8th.
Yep.
And obviously, people are seeing the proliferation of signs that are going up to vote down the budget because, once again, as we always say, it's the only way that community members have to voice their concerns.
And I think that needs to be emphasized because, you get out of a certain group, let's say, and there's no understanding that that's the only thing, the only way that is left.
It's a last measure of resort for taxpayers to say, stop what you're doing, reset, and listen to us.
It's
used by taxpayers as a last
resort.
And as we've said over and over again, it's not the money. It's the principles and the idea that people want their voices heard.
Well, there's that. There's the fact that the superintendent is trying to get control of every board of education by not being an ex officio member, but by being the senior superior member. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on that people
are essentially unaware of.
And that's why we want to stop this process and get people aware of things.
And we continue to have headlines about the grading system. Lynn Mellis Worthington did an article about the meeting in Kent. The board held a meeting last week about this grading system because of the parent outcries, and there were several community members at that meeting. And Kent has said, we will be autonomous. We will not go along maybe with everything that the region wants because we're concerned about our kids and our parents' concerns. So they may buck the system there. It's very interesting.
I think it's very impressive what they're doing, and I think other boards should take that into account. Hey, by the way, there was a printing error in the Lakeville Journal. There was a mistake. Tonight is the meeting in Falls Village.
Yes.
On the budgets for school and for municipal, and I think it's
hearing tonight. Yeah. Yes.
And the Board of Education meeting is postponed for tomorrow.
Oh.
Because they were going to have it, but now they're going to talk about the principal position in Falls Village.
Mm-hmm.
So the Board of Education meeting will be thrown to next week.
Okay, yes, they are interviewing candidates. I was going to say the budget hearing for Falls Village to go over both budgets is tonight, I believe, 7?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. There has been some other stuff going on. This weekend, the Youth Service Bureau did a lovely tribute to Alice Yoakum, named her the Donald T. Warner Community Service Award recipient. And it was lovely, and a lovely turnout. And Alice, who's an amazing woman, I mean, I knew she was amazing, but even more so listening to all the contributions she's made to the community. It was really heartwarming. We had an Eagle Scout reception for Warren Eichmann and Kanan the same night. On Friday night, it was a wonderful talk by Ray Suarez at the Salisbury Forum about what's America going to look like in the future. Really interesting talk. So many varieties. When I go out to these things, I think, wow, from art shows to speakers to Eagle Scouts to community service recipients. It's just, what a variety. It's amazing. And speaking of variety, next week we have the Sharon Daycare Trot. They don't call it Trot for Tots
anymore.
Yes,
coming up on Saturday.
Saturday, right in front of your building there. And you guys always have a big presence. It's a run to raise money for the daycare. And
33rd annual.
Is it really?
And I was there for the first. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. And lots of things going on at the green as well. And it gets bigger and bigger. Loads of runners.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then later that night, there's the Kentucky Derby Party. The Rotary, Salisbury Rotary and the Canaan Exchange Club get
Village.
Together at Gear Village. And that's always a fun evening. And lots of good
hats.
Food
lots
and
of hats.
Desserts and hats. And then they put the race on the big screen, and everybody can watch their horse lose.
All right.
I think not too many meetings because of today being the last day of April, which always messes people up. But there are Board of Selectmen meetings in Cornwall, and it will be... Sharon, Board of Selectmen, is probably next week. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So
it's a Region 1 week.
Yes, it definitely is. And the Grange will be holding its annual awards night. That's next week on the 10th. And then the Sharon budget vote is on the 11th. So it's coming up. But, yes, Region 1 referendum is next Tuesday. And if you don't know that, that's amazing because it's...
All over the place.
publicized many ways.
All right.
So that's our story.
All right, Ruth, we'll see you during the week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Very good. Keep it up, guys.
Take care.
Take care.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report on Robin Hood Radio. You can find her work at rep-am.com.